For the astrology girlies, I just want to know, I have been studying Kamala's charts, and it looks like she is not only going to win, but she is going to be winning a second term. The next 8 years in her chart look really, really strong. Trump's, not so much.
News is projecting former President Donald Trump has won the 2024 presidential election.
As of now, Mr. Trump leads Vice President Kamala Harris 51% to 47% with over 69 million votes. Harris has received just over 64 million votes. Of course, they're not all done counting yet. Fox News, though, projecting Trump currently has 277 electoral college votes, while Harris has 226.
Okay, so I was wrong. A lot of astrologers were wrong. A lot of us were wrong. But if you think that right now is the time to tell me that you don't believe in astrology, who gives a f- about astrology right now, dude? Who literally cares about that? That is like the least of our worries. This is my career. I have built a life off of reading the stars for people and getting it right. But if you're gonna come into my comments and complain that, well, I'm no longer gonna believe in astrology after this, who gives a f-?
We want to go to Robert Moses, who is breaking all the numbers down for us and what we know so far. Robert, good morning.
Dan and Tashani, good morning to you. It is a stunning result. Donald Trump will become only the second president to serve two non-consecutive terms following Grover Cleveland in 1884 and 1892. A bitter campaign that saw him convicted of 34 felony counts, as well as an assassination attempt and a change at the top of the Democratic ticket in the span of just 8 days, has now culminated in a triumphant return to the White House.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
Shortly before 2:30 this morning, President-elect Donald Trump spoke to a room full of supporters in West Palm Beach. As the New York Post put it on the cover of today's paper, he's done it again.
We've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
At Howard University in Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign co-chair, Cedric Richmond, addressed a crowd of her supporters at what they had hoped would be a celebration.
You won't hear from the vice president tonight.
Richmond promised the vice president will speak today. Her supporters began leaving after midnight, some with tears in their eyes. As the votes continue to be tallied, it is already clear that the former and future president outperformed himself, not only in Republican strongholds, but in blue states too.
I was just walking down the street to go get my medication because I'm out and I need it for today. And I saw a woman walking her two kids, and she had this look on her face. And I looked at her, we made eye contact, and we both kind of nodded. Like we were both just devastated. And you could just tell in her eyes. I can't believe this country did this again. Why did I let myself have hope?
Yeah, I'm scared to go to sleep. I might wake up a motherfucking slave. On Disney Plus. Y'all, like, why are y'all Trump supporters? Like, why? No. This is a fraud.
why are y'all Trump supporters? Like, why is this a thing right now? Why is this okay? I can't do this no more. I should have kept my vote to myself because I knew it didn't fucking matter. I knew it didn't.
I hate to be the person that gets on here and cries, but this could break me and my parents apart because they just don't understand what they voted for and like what it means and the bigotry and hatred that they stand behind and how I like am trying to be a good person. I'm not Catholic like they are, which is ironic because isn't religion's supposed to make you love? But I could see it like breaking me and my parents apart because they just don't get it, and they don't get that they voted for someone who's gonna make my friends' lives hell. My life's okay, I'm a white woman, but my friends are not gonna be okay.
Crazy thing to me is that if this guy does end up winning again, all of the people who voted for him will be like happy and they'll just be celebrating. And everyone who feels threatened by him is fucking scared. Like, we're scared for our lives. We're scared for our friends. Like, you have pro-life women dying because their doctors are scared to treat them because of the repercussions of his last presidency. How did we get here? How did we get here? To know that there is that much ignorance and that much hate in this country, it's so terrifying. It's so terrifying. How could you do this? How can you claim to be a Christian or anyone of moral values and support someone when every word out of his mouth is hate, when he wants to pardon people who took over the Capitol? Do not do this to people that you love and care about. If you have a woman in your life, if you have an LGBTQ person in your life, if you have anyone in your life who's not white, how did we get here? Someone tell me, please. Someone really tell me, please. Because the only way I see it is that, like, either he cheated and that was his secret, or this country is built on so much hate and we might never get out of this. If you voted for him, you are dead to me. Go ahead and block me. I don't give a shit. I really don't. I really don't.
Including here in the tri-state area. Back in West Palm Beach, Senator J.D. Vance thanked his boss.
And I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
I mentioned how President-elect Trump outperformed his 2020 numbers, even in blue areas. Let's put a finer point on that. In 2020, he lost New Jersey by about 16 points. This year, he lost New Jersey by about 5 points. In 2020, he lost New York by 23 points. This year, just 11 points. So even in areas that he lost, in a sense, he won. Dan?
More to come for sure, Robert. We'll be tracking those numbers throughout the rest of this morning. Thank you very much.
The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
We are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. Their agenda is not your agenda.
Very, very stupid.
They want you to think we're all crooked. We're not.
It's Russia.
And the Russians. And the Russians.
The presidency is effectively a Russian op.
Political hurricane is out there to seize for him. We'll call it Hurricane Vladimir.
U.S. president possibly working for the Russians.
Donald Trump has been a Russian intelligence asset
since 1987.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question. He has no idea that
right.
He's going down.
There is a reason why Donald Trump fears Robert Mueller in front of the TV cameras with the nation's attention turned to him.
I said it,
it's called a coup d'etat, which is a French for coup d'etat.
Part of the...
just relax, take it easy, take your time.
Because some... really... it's much more...
come on, try getting it out.
And that's beyond my purview. I'm not going to speak to that.
You can't speak to that?
You're fired!
To Jerusalem, we could spark a full-on intifada and real people could die.
I believe they will.
The president of the United States is racist. All of us already knew that.
You don't have a president, you said, talking about exterminating
right.
Latinos.
Donald Trump believes that his voters are not only okay with a racist president, but that they want a racist president.
Mine is real short. 2 months ago, I was in a prison cell, and I'm in the White House. That's continued to make America great again.
Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were.
You are fake news.
CNN's the worst. President Trump's fitness for office is now the top story in the country.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
So true.
Nobody knows the system better than me.